honor you, Father. We acknowledge you. We obey you. We lay our life down for you. We ask, Lord, that you speak to us. We ask, Lord, that you pour into us, that we may pour out. God, we are so thankful. We are so thankful what you're doing in this church. We are so thankful what you're doing in the hearts and minds of those around me. We're so thankful, Lord, but we know that at every corner, at every decision, every turn, Satan is trying to stop us. He's trying to wiggle his way in, disrupt this and interrupt that, prevent this or put an obstacle to that. Father God, we pray right now for you to unleash your power. Father God, for you to unlock what you want to do in this place, Father God, at Kingsway Christian Center of Baltimore, Maryland. Father God, we reserve this place for you and your will. Father God, we do not accept what Satan will do. We do not accept his will or his way. Father God, we come against anything he's trying to do in the hearts and mind and lives of those in the sanctuary this moment. And Father God, we lift your name and give you glory and honor and say, here are our lives. Come fill us, Lord. Empty us of what we think, of what we want to do, and fill us with your heart, your mind, and your ways. Have your way in this place. In your name, amen. And amen. Praise you, Jesus. If you wouldn't mind standing with me still, I'm going to read the word. This is the King James Version. I just want to encourage you today. It's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Aren't you happy today that God created you, and he created you perfectly? And let them have dominion over the fish and the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on this earth. Aren't you excited today that God put you in charge? You have dominion over what's going on in your life. You have dominion over what's trying to take place in the world today. God has given you that power because he has created you in his image, church. You are down here, men, women, child, senior, you are down here, images of God with dominion over this world, and God is asking you to call it, to receive it. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. And the verse that I want you to get into your soil today, that I want to press down, is verse 28 of Genesis 1. Then God blessed them. Who wants a blessing today, church? Who wants a blessing today, church? Do you realize that you're the them? Do you realize that you are who God created in perfect harmony? Do you realize that you are man and woman, man and child, woman and baby? You are who God sent to this planet in his image. And God said he blesses you. And then he says this, quote, now be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Heavenly Father, Lord God, allow your word to ring true to us today. Allow your image to be made manifest in our lives right now. Satan, you have no dominion here. We have dominion. Father God, I call upon you right now to allow us to be fruitful and multiply, to allow us, Lord God, to come into alignment with your first commandment, to be fruitful and to multiply. Father God, I pray right now that you begin to rise up the seeds that's in us, the fruit that's in our lives, and allow it to multiply some 30 times, some 60 times, some 100 times in this world, in this community, in this church, and in our families, Father God. Have your will and have your way. In your name I pray, and the church says, amen and amen. You can be seated if you can. Church, It's a tough day. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough week for me. It's been a tough week for some of you. The air condition apparently just broke. And there's a number of other things I could point out about what's interesting, about how things aren't quite going the right way. I've been sick all week. You know, my throat over there was at one point, I almost lost my voice. And these are just ways that Satan is trying to prevent what is supposed to happen in this service. Church, do you hear that? Because God wants to bring life. God wants to bring blessing. God wants to bring his presence into this place, church. Normally at this point, we would receive our morning tithes and our offering, and we would give you an opportunity to give. Feel free to prepare your morning tithes and offering, but ushers, I'm not going to take the offering this morning at this point. So I apologize, I didn't tell you that ahead of time. At the end of service, ushers, if you could have the plates ready in the back, as you guys are leaving, you can make your effort to put the morning tithes and offering into the plate. I want you to put an effort this morning. It's not going to happen right now. I want to stay in what the Lord is doing in this service, in the spirit that the Lord is doing it in. And the first thing I need to do, is acknowledge God's glory. Did you feel God's presence in the worship service today? Who felt Lord's presence? I did. I'm thankful for it. Who's happy to see Brother John today? You see, this is a living testimony that God is doing something, that God is at work, that God will always prevail as we seek him. But Brother John, I want you to share a little bit from your heart.
I don't know where to start, really. I guess 4 years ago, I had a hernia working on me, and I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Till finally, I went to my primary doctor, and she sent me to Franklin Square, and the doctors was checking me out with all kind of x-rays and stuff. So he finally decided I need an operation on this hernia. And when he found out, he says, you not only needed a hernia operation, you need a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. I had had colonoscopies before, but I kept putting them off the last time. And I want to encourage every one of you today, if you're 50 years old or around 50, 51, never had a colonoscopy, don't do like I did and wait too late. Had I went on time, I would have saved a whole lot of problems and a lot of pain. Anyway, I had the hernia operation, a colonoscopy, endoscopy down my throat, and come to find out, showed up that I had cancer in the colon. And I tell you, there's nothing greater to have when you hear that someone you've been waiting for your answer for your x-rays and stuff to see what the answer was. So I finally went to my doctor, and he says, the cancer was here, but now it's gone.
Hallelujah!
And that's the best words that I could hear, because, you know, we're all ready to go to heaven. We're born again. You know the Lord, you're ready to go, but you want to stay here and keep doing what God would have you to do with the family and whoever to be a testimony. So I thank the Lord. I thank God for the prayers of this church. I thank you for the cards you sent me. It's been so good to know that we got people in the visitation to the church. We have prayer meetings. I know the plan I have for you, saith the Lord, to do you good, not evil. And God's got a plan for all of our lives. But I'm saying one thing. The doctors can do so much. But the God in heaven that we serve, he heals today. He is our God, our Lord, our Savior. And I'm so thankful, and I give you praise to the church and to the God that we serve, that we can say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing what you're doing in God's house.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen and amen. The Lord is doing great and mighty works. It's something we need to start adding to our website and our communications, a weekly testimony, a weekly set of miracles. I've been writing them down, and they just keep coming and coming and coming. Last service, right here at the altar, we were praying for Dewey, who hurt himself severely and dislocated his shoulder. The doctor told him he would require weeks, if not months, of rehab. We prayed at the end of service when everyone was gone, and he was instantly healed. Instantly. He was able to raise his hand. He was so excited. He took his Bible and said, I can raise my Bible over my head. Look what I can do. I went on to start praying for other people, and he didn't quite express himself, and he wanted to interrupt everybody. Look what God is doing. Look what God is doing. He was so excited. That's what I want for you to experience, an encounter from God where you can literally feel him manifesting himself in your life, church. And that's what this message today is about. It is about life. It is about God breathing life into you. This is meant to be an encouraging message. There's so much life around us. I was thinking about this week. This week coming up right here, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's something going on. Friday is youth movie night. Saturday is the ladies' luncheon. Sunday is the young adults at my house. All of them involve breaking bread and food and fellowship and fun. Literally, you could spend every day this weekend at church in some capacity scattering seed and breeding life. It's just another example of the life that is being breathed at Kingsway today. And you guys are all having a chance to be a part of that. In addition to that, I wanted to share with this with you. I've gotten a couple comments offline. I want to make sure I'm really clear with that. We're waiting here in the middle of summer since attendance is down and people are on vacation and doing other things. As we get back to school, we're going to make sure it's very clear that we will be starting some very important things in church. We'll be accepting new members into the Kingsway family. There's been a few of them, and I want to introduce them and show them off and allow them to say thank you to all of you. And so if you aren't a member and want to be a member, come talk to me about that. We already have a few new members. Also, we have Holy Communion. Holy Communion is something that is very important. It allows God to breathe life into you, and it's something that we are going to do, and we are going to resume as a holy sacrament at Kingsway, but we're waiting. We're waiting until everyone can take part in September, so we will be doing that, and we'll be doing that in a special way. Another area of life that God is breathing into our church is going to be through water baptism. It's very important that we put all these together, membership and communion, and then water baptism. If you haven't been baptized in water, I encourage you to come talk to us or one of the church leaders. We'll set up a class to set this up, to explain what we're doing and how we're going to do it. And then right there on a Sunday morning, we're going to baptize people in Kingsway. That is the sign of new life. Family members joining, people being saved, communion being given, and baptism happening in the church. So church, while we're going here, I want you to get into this concept of the harvest series, this concept of the entire point of the harvest is to breed blessing and new life into what you're going through. This is our last day on the harvest series. We've already spoke about the seasons. You've seen that message. You've heard that message. This is about checking your season. It's about a reality check. It's reminding us that depending on what season we're in, some things just take time. The next one we did was the soil. This was about soil prep, determining your dirt, setting the right expectations for where you're planting your seed, expecting when you're in good soil for God to do great and mighty things, and also expecting some of your seeds to fall on other soils that may not bear fruit right away and may need to have some preparation. That soil may need some preparation. And we talked about the tools to prepare your soil and to set the right expectations. We did that last week. But if there wasn't one thing that was said more than any other during this series, is I think I understand the seasons, I think I understand the soil, but what's the seed? What's the seed? What do I plant? What is the seed? Can you make this practical? And I want to encourage you, on Wednesday nights, we have real life small groups. And the entire purpose of the real life small group on Wednesday night is for have you to come in and ask questions, to talk about our series, our message, maybe even share how God is working in your life today through the message, explaining a part of applicability, way the seasons or the soil is working in your life, and share it with the group. The ladies are doing a phenomenal job, and it's exploding. I encourage you, if you're a lady, to come and be a part of the real life small group. The men are doing it as well. We kind of huddle up in the side in the corner over there. The ladies do it here right front and center. And the Lord is teaching them every week practical application. Sometimes he's doing it right in front of them, right in front of their very eyes. So with that said, I want to talk about the seed, though. This is a message I've been very excited to preach. And this is a message that I have to preach. This is not one I can tell a story or get cute with. I have to get to the Word of God and I got to show you the secrets of spiritual seeds. Who is interested in hearing about the secret of spiritual seeds? Got 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm telling you, church, I'm going to ask you again. I'm about to explain to you, I'm about to preach to you a piece of the Word that with untrained eyes you could skip right over and miss it. I'm about to preach to you the Word of God that is going to teach you in your spirit the spiritual seeds you need to be planting in your life. Who wants to hear about it? A little bit more now. The title of this message, I believe, is to be fruitful and multiply. So what question are we going to answer today? I like to put the questions on the board. That way you have an opportunity to begin to think about what this sermon is going to mean to you and what God's message is going to say in your life today. And we've talked about areas of investing and planting. You know, you may be looking for blessings in your job. You may be looking for blessings in your family. You may be looking for blessings in your church or in relationships or in your heart and your mind. You may be looking in those areas. And we talked about how to prepare that. But today, we're going to ask this question. Do you have what you need to plant blessing? Do you have the seeds you need to plant the blessings I've been talking about? Some of you questioned, some of you have asked me, I don't know. I don't exactly know what I'm supposed to be scattering over here or what I'm supposed to be planting over there. I don't really know. Can you help me? That is what we're going to talk about today. I rolled my sleeves up. Because this has been a tough week for me. I don't know about you. It's been a very tough week. It's a tough week at work, a tough week at home. This summer's been getting hotter and hotter. I feel like I've been thrown into the fire, and I've been prevailing, and I've seen the Lord doing things, and then Satan is standing out in front of you and said, you think that's good? I'm going to turn the fire up 10 times. And that's what it's felt like. I've gotten sick. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I've gotten sick. My kids have gotten sick. My family's gotten sick. And I'm telling you, to me, this is confirmation that Satan is doing everything he can for me not to preach this message. So today, it's going to be different. I want to tell you that flat out. If we have any visitors in here, I want to share with you. Normally, I'm very casual. I show videos. I have lots of pretty pictures. I tell lots of stories. I believe that's the ministry that God has called to me. And I've been doing that through this series. But for those of you that came today, for those of you that pushed through, for those of you that are having a tough time and made it in the church despite the heat and despite whatever's going on in your life, you're in today for something special. Because I'm not going to use any pretty graphics. I'm not going to use any stories. I'm going to preach one thing. You know what that is? God's Word. Because the Word says, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, and I need my faith to be increased. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Now I'm going to share this with you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this intro podcast of the Kingsway Christian Center service. This is Pastor Sean, and I'm happy to have you. For the full sermon, download the next podcast, Be Fruitful and Multiply. Be blessed, and don't forget to share.